Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Friday.
Come on, Friday. Everybody. Listeners, Friday. Family. It's the best day of the week here at Walking in His Word, except for Sunday.
That's right.
And Pastor Luke, we've had a great week this week.
Yeah.
Here at Walking in His Word.
I agree. And you brought something up yesterday about how we're all just distracted all the time. And that can hurt our focus on Jesus.
Right.
There is this scientist. He's got this like sound laboratory. He's in Minnesota.
Okay.
And he's developed two sound rooms, one being the quietest room in the world and the other one being the loudest room in the world.
Wow.
And the loudest room in the world is people really can only be in it. Like if you turn up a song to like 120 decibels,
yeah,
you can't really be in the room for more than like 2 minutes.
Wow.
It drives you insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But the quietest room in the world drives people insane, but for different reasons. They say that it's so quiet in there, and there's rules to going in the room, that you cannot have any kind of like entertainment or distractions. It's just pitch dark, and you sit in a chair.
Wow.
And it's just you and your thoughts. You have to just be with your thoughts, no distractions. And majority of people can't last a half an hour.
Wow.
Because they get too antsy.
Yeah.
And here's what happens. This is really strange. After just a few minutes, you start to hear noises coming from your ears.
Wow.
Apparently, the pressure and from your surroundings, like naturally, your ears are constantly adjusting to pressure.
Okay.
And there's things moving around in there with your eardrums.
Yeah.
And they're making noise that you can't hear unless you're in the world's quietest room.
That's insane.
And they say that the noise of your ears starts to drive people insane.
That's crazy.
And then at around 30 minutes, they say that you've been in there long enough to where your other senses start to really elevate. And people say they absolutely begin to hate the taste in their mouth, like because they can taste their bad
yeah.
breath.
Yeah.
And they begin to hear the blood flowing through their veins.
No way.
Yeah, you begin to pick it up. And it drives people insane. They say that you begin to get disgusted with yourself.
That's crazy.
And I would say right now that the enemy is trying to everything he can to just distract us.
Yeah.
Distract us from what we really need to be focusing on.
Come on.
And let's not get distracted.
So good.
Let's go to the message.
Let's do it.
There's so much noise about him. The crowd. No, Zacchaeus, he's a sinner. I hate that man. He's stolen from me so many times. He overtaxes me. And the crowd's just, no, Zacchaeus. No, Jesus, what are you doing? What's Zacchaeus doing? He's just got eyes on Jesus. He just talks to Jesus. The spirit of Zacchaeus. We need the spirit of Zacchaeus in church today. He only adjusts Jesus. A people set apart. That's me and you. We aren't worried about the loud voices out there. But zero in on Jesus. We set ourselves apart for Jesus. Amen, church? When I was in high school, I was a senior in high school, Fenton High School. A new kid came to school. He was a senior. What a terrible, terrible thing to try to change schools your senior year. I mean, like, you're talking, that's the worst case scenario for anybody ever in their entire life, to like your senior year of school, you've got to change schools. And we had a new kid at school, and he showed up, and his name was Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was a Christian. And Jeremiah impacted my life, and he had a big impact on our school. He had every reason to be maybe like discontent, disgruntled, distant, isolate himself, I got one more year, just graduate, just get out. But Jeremiah showed up to town and he came to Fenton High School and he didn't do any of that. He had a spirit of Zacchaeus all over him. And he was a Christian and he talked about Jesus all the time. He loved on people all the time. He was constantly inviting people to church. He just impacted so many people. How do I explain Jeremiah to where you could just sense that he really truly was the hands and feet of Jesus as he walked around the halls of Fenton High School? That's really the best way to put it. And it just so happened to be that year that Fenton High School was doing the musical as a whole school, Godspell. We were doing the musical Godspell. And he tried out for the musical and he got the part of Jesus in the musical. And many people, you know, went to the show. And, you know, and here's the thing about the musicals at high schools, you know, really people don't go to those things, especially the students. They don't care. And they had however many performances they had. I remember I went to one of them and it was packed to the top, full of students. And apparently I heard that every show was packed with people because they heard Jeremiah was playing Jesus in the musical Godspell, and they were magnetically attracted to him because he walked around as the hands and feet of Jesus. He was different and set apart than everybody else. And when he died in that play, just as Jesus dies and sacrificed himself for his disciples in the play, just like Jesus did in real life, you felt the room emotionally respond to the love of Jesus coming off the stage. It was powerful. It impacted many people. As a matter of fact, many, many people gave their lives to Jesus my senior year of high school because of Jeremiah. To be set apart, to have a spirit of Zacchaeus, to set yourself apart, means you just might be in a small crowd on a narrow path. People might say you're narrow-minded, but Jesus is narrow-minded. We must be narrow-minded people, set apart people, focused on Jesus. Jesus was narrow-minded. Jesus was on a narrow path when he walked this earth. What do I mean when I say Jesus was narrow-minded? He told you what was on his mind and what was on his heart, and he told us there's only one way to the Father, and it's through me. I am that narrow path. Don't listen to all those other paths that they're going to take you to destruction. I have a narrow focus. I am narrow-minded. Join me on this narrow path. Focus on me. Look at me. Focus on me. He walks slow too. Jesus walks slow. You know, when you think about Jesus walking around Jerusalem and Galilee and all around the cities, you know he was never in a hurry. You never picture Jesus in a hurry. You never picture him just like impatiently walking through town. Just, I got to get through this process, this city. No. You know he walks slow. You know he took time with people. You know it. And he allows you, he always takes time so that you can see him. He takes his time so that you can see him, so that you can catch his eyes. We're all going crazy busy, and he's just standing still saying, come on, catch my eyes. Catch my eyes. What is the Holy Spirit saying? Let me bring this to a close right now. I'll read it to you again, Jeremiah 29, 4 through 7. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes. Plan to stay. Plant gardens, eat the food they produce, marry and have children, then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away. Work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for its welfare will determine your welfare. Did anybody feel the Holy Spirit speak to them? Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's have the worship team hurry on out here, quick like bunnies. Praise the Lord. Jesus is coming to town. He's coming to your home tonight. He's coming to your home. Welcome him in. You're not worthy. Oh, that's not what it's about. The Spirit is Zacchaeus. I'm not worthy, Jesus, but I'm changed. I'm changed. I'm doing things different now. I'm set apart. I'm not the same that I used to be. Wow.
This whole week, we've been really talking about one thing. We're talking about being set apart.
That's true.
And, you know, that's the title of your message. We've been chatting about all the different things. You know, you got to put the time in. You got to put the work in. You got to get away from the distractions, or at least learn how to tune out the distractions.
Because
probably you can't get away from them, but you can learn to tune them out.
Get disciplined more with it.
Yeah, you can learn how to be disciplined. And really, we've been talking about all these different ways that we need to be set apart. But I just wanted to encourage you the why behind being set apart. The why behind we are called to be set apart is so that other people will be drawn to Jesus, and so that God's kingdom can be built. I was thinking about why did Paul tell the Corinthian church that they need to be an ambassador? Well, it's so that other people can hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
And so that the kingdom of God can be advanced. It's so that when people see you, they notice that you're different. And like we talked about earlier this week, they notice that you're different in all the right ways. They notice that even though maybe your life is not perfect, because none of ours are, even though your life is far from perfect, you are still full of joy and peace in the middle of all the imperfections.
Yeah.
And when we can begin to be set apart like that, we start to show how incredible the kingdom of God is, and people start to come to Jesus.
There's another thing I had preached about in this message. I had talked about how some of the natural responses here towards the end in the day and age that we live in is to kind of hide and hoard.
Yeah.
And hurry.
Yeah.
Talk about hurrying.
Right. Oh, yeah.
There's this tendency to like just, you know, hurry. There's all these reasons for it.
Yeah.
And we can't be a hurried church.
Come on. That's so good.
And a lot of times we hurry ourselves up just to like, you know, so we don't have to deal with stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to confront something. Just kind of get through it. I would just say like the church really kind of, they should really adopt more of a spirit of like, let's slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Come on.
And you know, God's not going anywhere.
Like, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, let's slow down. Let's just be quiet in his presence. Let's give him room to speak.
Yeah.
What is the Holy Spirit saying? What is he saying? It's been great to be with you today, radio family. It's been great to be with you all week. Come to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m., 11 a.m. We'd love to have you. Love to see you.
That's right.
If not, we'll be right back here Monday morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.